Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our studies, Christian Renewal, or Maintaining Good Spiritual Health. And today we wish to consider the subject of the renewal of the inward man. This is spoken of specifically in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and beginning at verse 16. We read there, Paul has been telling those Christians at Corinth, those Christian people at Corinth, of what he went through that they might receive the gospel. His persecutions were severe. He was near death at times. And he speaks of the fact that he was just willing to die that life might come to them. And this is how he puts it in verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is the renewal of the inward man. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, he calls it light affliction, because it's so short-lived. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. What a paradox. How do you go about looking at the things that are not seen? Well, we can do it, spiritually speaking. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, we read here that the renewal is intensified as the outward man perishes, and we're talking about our bodies now. I don't think that the old man, the flesh in its carnal nature, is represented here. I think it simply means our physical bodies, the bodies that we live in. And we faint not, though our outward man, though these bodies are wearing out, and they are, yet the soul and the spirit, we're a tripart being. We're body, soul, and spirit. Now, as the body wears out, I think that the soul and the spirit is strengthened for a very good reason. You have to depend upon the Lord, and when you depend upon the Lord, you're strong. You're not strong in yourself. You're strong when you depend upon the Lord. Now here, he's talking about the fact that we must depend upon the Lord. I think that's true, in a sense, in our physical bodies. The body, if, for instance, if the eyesight grows dim, their hearing is accentuated. And if we cannot speak, then perhaps, or if we cannot hear, then we our other senses compensate. And the same thing is true of blind. The feeling and the memory and all of the things of a blind person are phenomenal. But indeed, as the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. I think the Apostle Paul really illustrates this in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. He's talking there about his experience of being caught up to the third heaven and about all the revelations that were given to him. And he says in verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh." Paul wrote half of the Bibles, half of the epistles of the New Testament, half of the books in the New Testament, approximately, in round numbers. And it says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." And then he goes on to say, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." That is the thorn in the flesh. "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And then he says something strangely put, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Here is another paradox. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Why? Because I'm leaning on the Lord, and I'm depending on His strength. Now, our real inner self, our souls and our spirits, here mentioned, as we read here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, for which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish the body, the inward man, the soul and the spirit, is renewed day by day. That should be our experience. And God wants that to be our experience, because we depend upon Him. And that inward body can be renewed in fellowship with the Lord, in reading His Word, in serving His purposes, God's purposes, keeping in touch with God. The soul and the spirit are indeed restored and renewed, as he prays here, as he puts it here, rather. The inward man is renewed day by day. Now, this is so important that we renew that inward man. We're not going to limit it simply to the reading of the Word, although that helps. We're not going to limit it simply to praying. That certainly is most important. But learning the ways of God and learning how we may depend upon Him. Now, that inward man is renewed day by day. The man, the soul, and the spirit are strengthened as the outward man perishes. That's the thrust of this portion of Scripture. And that has to do very strongly with Christian renewal. We take such good care of our bodies. Oh, how we groom them, how we take care of them, how we feed them, how we go to the doctor, how we care for them. And they're the part of us that perishes. We read in verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now the soul and the spirit are not seen. The body is seen. It's temporal. It lives for perhaps 70 years, the 70 and 10, and then it is laid away to turn to dust. But the soul and the spirit are eternal. And this is what the Apostle Paul wants us to develop. That's what he wants renewed, that we should grow in our soul, in our spirit, that we should know more of the ways of God. I think we can go on and carry this experience into the epistle of the Romans. We read in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I'm going to read that again. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, how here we are renewed in our minds. Now, the body is, mind must be renewed, because the body, through its senses, relates to the physical world. I think we understand that. We relate to the physical world through the five senses of the body. And now our minds relate our souls and our spirits to the things of God and to God Himself. The mind serves a liaison purpose, if I may put it that way. It's an interpreter. And Paul says, I want you to sharpen up that mind. I want you to keep it keen. How do we do it? Let's read our scripture. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, a living sacrifice, our physical bodies, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, which is your divine service. Be not conformed to this world. All right, this should give us a clue. Do not take up the philosophies of this world. Be not conformed to this world. Paul wants their minds to be sharp, keen, absolutely in touch with God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, and really, the word is transfigured here in the original. Be ye transfigured, like the Lord was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration, we call it. Be ye transfigured by the renewing of your mind. Keep that channel open. the channel of your mind. Don't clutter it with the philosophies of this world. Don't clutter it with the ambitions of the flesh. Keep that channel open. Keep that mind clear. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, keep your minds clear that you might understand God. The soul and the spirit searches for God. Keep the channel open. Even as the five senses of the body relates us to the world, let's let our minds relate us to God and understand and go in for the things of God, go in for understanding Him. Now here, the Apostle Paul gives us a clue. And just that clue is, I think, is so expressive, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, that we might understand God. I have heard this paraphrased, and I like it. It's been put this way, that ye may prove how good and how acceptable and how perfect the will of God is. God wants His will lived out in our lives. And that will is best for you and for me. And He wants the channel to keep open. He wants it to be renewed, renewing your minds. Even as we read there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed through the mind day by day. The inward man is strengthened. Now this is a continual occupation. We do not, as we've said on this broadcast so many times before, suffer me to say it once again, when we get saved, we do not go into orbit. The orbit decays. We have to continually work at being Christians. We have to continually feed upon the Lord. We have to have the experience of the psalmist in 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He wants us close to Himself. And He wants us to renew our minds, and we can't renew our bodies. Our bodies are wearing out. Well, we can preserve, perhaps, or extend the length of human life. But we can renew our minds by just meditating, waiting upon, and enjoying the things of God. And that's exactly what this renewal is about, to maintain good spiritual health. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that You will make these things real to us and that our minds will be occupied with Christ. And oh, what a subject He is. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.